Hello, this is Claire Hutchinson, and I am with my fellow intern at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, Lizzie Kramer. And today we are interviewing bio artist Dr. Jennifer Willett, who will be speaking virtually at the opening of our Nature Lab this coming weekend.
Dr. Willett, could you possibly tell us a bit about your incubator space and how you work with art within that?
Sure. So I'm the director of Incubator Art Lab. Incubator was founded in 2009 at the University of Windsor in Canada. The lab is an art and science research laboratory, and we focus on producing works of bioart or biological art. And bioart is contemporary art that uses living media or biological media in the production of artwork. So rather than using paint or clay, we're using cells and enzymes to make contemporary art objects in my lab. We have staff members who are artists and scientists. We also have a number of students who work for the lab. And what I've done is I've formed this research group that produces art objects as well as community engagement and social engagement events out of this sort of multidisciplinary group of people.
Amazing. And what inspired you to start the incubator?
I mean, the art science stuff for me started when I was quite young. I was very interested in medicine as a young artist, and my first experiences working in laboratories was in the human anatomy lab at the University of Calgary, and I spent a lot of time drawing the cadavers there. And that first moment of going somewhere where I didn't belong or going somewhere where the scientists sort of exchanged information was very exciting for me. And after that, I was really hooked. And I wanted to have a lab that prioritized art actions over scientific actions. So for example, I wanted a lab where we could dance on the tabletops. And you're not always allowed to do that in a scientific lab because you might wreck their research. So I decided to start my own lab.
Amazing. And you mentioned social practice. I'm curious sort of how your lab interacts with a greater audience than those creating within the lab.
Sure. So we do produce artworks like that go in museums and galleries and stuff, but we also always do like parallel workshops and activities. So if I'm going to do something with GMO bacteria, I want to bring people into the lab or into the gallery and show them hands-on how that process works so that they have embodied hands-on knowledge of the genetic modification of bacteria. In addition to that, our lab also produces these art science public engagement events. And the intention of those is to go out and meet audiences who are not expecting to see art. And so I'll do things like a street party or a parade or a picnic. And it's like a subterfuge, like you think you're going to a picnic and the next thing you know, you're learning about science and you're at a contemporary art event. And I find that if you use those modalities of engaging with a community that are recognizable to the community, then they're more likely to open their heart up to these alternative sort of messages about science. The other thing I should say is that all of our events really use humor and play as a strategy to engage audiences. So everything we do is a little bit ridiculous.
I'm curious, is there a specific population within the town you work in that you angle your work towards when you're doing those community engagement projects?
So we tend to partner with organizations that are maybe in a community, right? So for example, we've done things with the Arts Council of Windsor Region or the Canada South Science City. One of the things that we're looking at in the future is that right now our lab is really focused on servicing adults and people who have lots of health and safety training. So we've just opened a new facility, which is a storefront lab slash studio that can host children or people who do not have health and safety training. So our next target audiences will be spending the next couple of years reaching out to schools in different communities across Windsor and then having school-aged children come into the studio and do hands-on workshops there.
Wow, that's very exciting. And I'm curious, have you noticed what the impacts are when you interact with these audiences and show them art and science that might be very new to them?
Often like delight, disbelief. Like I get a lot of, no way, so cool. So I think what happens is that we create these really magical moments that are very memorable, but then the audience wants more, right? There's always more. There's more to learn about biotechnology and our relationship to other species on the planet, right? And so if I can create these really memorable front-end moments, I think that that allows for long-term conversation in the back end.
Do you have any specific current projects that you're working on?
Sure. So I have an exhibition opening at the Kapelica Gallery in Slovenia next month. And one of the works that we shipped over there is a brand new piece. It's called the Biosafety Puppet Playhouse. And what it is it's an old-fashioned puppet theater. Like, it's quite big. It's like the size of half a car. And it's on wheels. And it has a beautiful Baroque Rococo facade. Like, all the little twists and turns. And it's painted colors. And it's got gold leaf on it. But what's depicted on the facade is the organisms local to our ecology in Windsor. And it has invasive species, indigenous species, all these organisms kind of hanging out. They're creating a context, right? And then it's not only a puppet playhouse, but it is a sterile work cabinet for biotechnological protocols. So instead of a puppet master working with the theater, a scientist or an artist who knows science can work in the theater as a sterile work environment. So I can do mammalian tissue culture. I can do GMO bacteria in that environment, and I will not contaminate the organisms. But instead of being hidden in my lab, it's on display for in a public space for people to see and learn these technologies. And what it's doing is it makes them more accessible. It asks us to think about our relationship to these organisms, like, because a lot of this stuff happens in private, and I want to make it visible and accessible and something that is up for public debate. It also reminds us that the actions we take in the lab are the actions that we take with species out in the ecology as well. We often think about saving the environment or saving endangered species, but we don't think about all the other organisms that we interact with every day. And I think we need to think much more globally about our relationship to the global ecology, including species that are in laboratories or pets that are in your home or the bacteria on the gum on the bottom of your shoe.
You mentioned at one point that the impetus behind making these works of art available for public viewing is to open these things up for debate. And I'm wondering what types of things you're hoping to open discussions around.
I'm thinking a lot about colonialism, and I'm thinking a lot about how science produces the information that it does. And science comes from a white Western tradition, and it's about measuring, organizing, counting, controlling the organisms on the planet. And it excludes all different types of information and knowledges and experience that is unmeasurable under that format. And so I'm interested in realigning science. I love science. I think it's one of the most valuable forms of human knowledge that we've produced. But I think it needs to open the floodgates. And I think it needs to realign itself and understand that it does not happen in a vacuum. That objectivity is not objective. It's actually a Western tradition, right? And that we need to open ourselves to all the other types of knowledges, activities, and traditions and understand science as entangled. So all of my artworks show science as like a cultural act, as an embodied act, as an act that also maybe comes from the domestic sphere. I also curate a lot of artists from other diaspora. I think that science needs to open itself up to knowledge from across the planet, right? And so a lot of my work is around creating opportunities for us to see science in that light rather than in the modernist light as this like isolated, objective, digital, male form of knowledge. So that's one of my goals. I would also argue that I'm interested in running a lab differently. Like, I'm creating new managerial strategies for running a lab. Right now, labs are highly institutionalized environments that, again, that come out of the Western colonial tradition. And so a lot of my research is actually about how do we create a lab rooted in the notion that biotechnology could be a technology of love? How do I afford care to the other organisms, but also the other humans who work in my lab? How do we reorient ourselves away from this like hierarchical, even militaristic model within academia to create a more welcoming, open, friendly, caring environment for humans and non-humans? I often think about the trickle down. 50 to 100 years from now, after bioart has become more established field, maybe just regular scientists will have a resident artist in their lab. Maybe humanities students will do classes where they have to do a rotation working in a lab. It's really important that these different bases of knowledge cross-contaminate one another, right? And so this, what I'm doing is really absurd and really on the edge, but I think that there is very applicable real models that could be applied in labs all over the world today that would help us produce more socially engaged, aware, entangled forms of scientific knowledge.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Dr. Willett. We are so excited to hear you speak virtually at the opening of our Nature Lab this Sunday, June 27th at 1 p.m. If any listeners would like to register for the event, you can do so by heading to our events page on mediasanctuary.org.
I'm really excited to be part of the new Nature Lab opening for the Sanctuary of Independent Media. They are a glowing example of what a laboratory can be, how it can be engaged in a community, how it can help people, how it can share knowledge across disciplines. And so I'm just really glad to welcome them into a larger international community of labs that are also focused on these ideals.